confessions is 7, confessions 87 at wild941.com. Just a side note, there are a lot of people who want to see your girl's best friend.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. I want to know what she looks like.
I'm just saying. I know I played Monopoly and did not pay attention to the board for the whole thing. But she was sitting right there. All right, so Confessions of 7, Confessions 87 at wild941.com. Says, Dear Freak Show, I am a mom, and I'm a mom with a problem. Mm. My 9-year-old son... I mean, should I say the son's name? I have a no name for the mom, but she put her son's name in it.
Yeah, leave him out.
Okay.
She said, he 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to call out the 9-year-old. He might be getting dropped off somewhere this morning. All right.
Make up a name.
Chris.
Chris.
Okay, Chris.
My 9-year-old son, Chris, loves playing board and video games with me and his father. The problem is, he is the worst sore loser ever. If he is losing, he throws a tantrum. This is a problem for me. He runs to his room. He even starts throwing game pieces, and I don't like it at all. He even gets upset with his favorite baseball team when they lose. And this has been for the last 2 years that we have seen this, and it's growing into a problem. At first, his dad said it's just him being competitive. But after repeated meltdowns that we've witnessed, I'm also starting to see this as a bigger issue towards his anger. He has been begging us to put him in a league so he can play, and I don't want to do that because I don't want to see my son wigging out on in front of all of our friends and his friends. I think it'll be a bad thing. But we've been hesitant to do so because of this behavior, and we're afraid of how he will act with teammates should they lose. I don't know how to fix it. We've tried telling him many times that games are supposed to be about the fun. Winning is a part of it, but it isn't everything. Those lessons have fallen on deaf ears. He seems to not be able to grasp the concept, and I don't know how you fix it with a 9-year-old boy. I know you have children in the room. If you could suggest something that could help that behavior, it would be a big help because I'm losing faith in our parenting. If that's my confession, it's 100% true.
I think she should let him play Little League. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Or football or whatever he wants to do.
It said Little League. Baseball, okay. Baseball league. So put him in a baseball league.
I know that you're reluctant because you think he's going to go in there and have meltdowns. But I think watching how the other kids on his team handle losing will help him learn not to have those little tantrums. He might be a spoiled little mama's boy who never really got repercussions from this little behavior. So watching how the other kids take it might help him out in the long run.
I was going to say, don't you think it sounds like he needed a little whooping?
I mean.
Because I was not allowed to act up like that.
Well, I mean, honestly, when whooping was a thing, that was a fix. Now, science and, research says it wasn't a fix. It actually instilled violence into these people and they became cops. I don't know. So I don't think you just could beat the child no more. But it worked for me.
It worked for me.
So I can never really diss that. But I will say that you got a kid that's tearing up stuff and getting angry and doing all that. Like, you got to just nip it in the bud by not rewarding him. Like, all right, go to your room. Like, all right, I'm taking away your video games. Like, you got to do something to quell that because you can't just send out some unbridled, crazy, emotional kid that, and give him a bat. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want them problems. They know they raising a little axe murderer. You don't want to do that.
But he could just be very immature, a late bloomer, and this will help him develop.
And not to mention, somebody mentioned this when we were watching The Last Dance. They were like, Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan because he had a killer instinct.
Right.
Kobe is loved because Kobe had a killer instinct. Mm-hmm. Like, Magic and Bird and all that stuff, they were all right. But the killer instinct that we hold up people high, that was a big deal. If that killer instinct and not willing to lose, remember when Jordan was like, oh, I made up this story because I needed an edge.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was crazy. But right. But he looked at it and they saluted him for it. They're like, that's why you the GOAT, dog. This dude might be the next Jordan because he can't stand to lose.
He could be an outlier, but I don't think so. I think he could just be a whiny little crybaby.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think you put him on the team.
How do you deal with your kid that won't, calm the hell down, that basically is going to turn over the board if they lose? And I talk trash to my kids. when it comes down to them playing games. I talk mad trash. Monopoly, when we play it, yeah. Oh, I'm give me my money. You landed on my money. And they get heated about it, but then when I land on theirs, they give it back. So it's the same way. Out of the 863, I coach a travel softball team, and we don't deal with attitudes and crying. We will sit a kid on the bench until they get their act together. That's why we carry a few more girls on the team. Somebody else says, put them on the team. Coach will know how to work that out, just like that. Sounds like, just like my daughter, she used to be like that, and she's six now. I took everything away, including the TV. Believe me when I tell you she doesn't act like that anymore. If that doesn't work well, a nice little tap on the butt is just right.
Yeah, kids hate when you take toys and things like that away from them. So.
Kids hate a tap on the butt, too. I mean, yeah. You know, you get that little pop-pop. You want to go to Pop Town?
No.
Pop Pop?
No.
No, no. You want to go to Pound? You want to go to Pound Town?
No.
There you go. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
It'll happen.
I won't.
I would take you out.
Okay.
I brought you in this world.
I know.
Okay. Let's see here. We got calls coming in. Rico is on the phone. Hey, Rico, what's good?
Hey, what's good, man? Good morning, freaks.
Good morning, man. We're doing a parenting by a collective parenting here. What we gonna do with little Chris?
Hey, the way I look at it, man, it's the parent's fault. It's not his fault because I'm a competitor. Either you first or you last.
There you go.
My kid had the same thing, man, and I would make him, if he wanted to quit, turn over stuff, I would just make him play again. But I would talk noise to him whenever he lose. But when he win, I would let him gloat, talk noise, you know, whatever. But it's parenting, bro. It's not the kid. It's with the parents. Everybody talking about kids that got problems these days. It's how you was raised. Mm. Hey, Big Mama used to put that belt on us. I turned out pretty damn good myself.
That's what we said. But I mean, but right. The real, you know, but like, you know how they say the research says that, you know, down the line that'll be bad. So we can't really endorse the whoopings. But I would tell you, ass whooping made me good.
Sometimes you need one.
But that can't be the answer to every problem.
Right. Can't be the answer to every problem. But if you keep turning stuff over, maybe maybe one out of five episodes, we might need to hit the bell.
Because it sounds like he's being a little disrespectful towards his parents, too. If they're all playing together, he's here
and
throwing pieces.
His mom don't want to be embarrassed, so they need a nipping in the bud at the house.
Yeah.
Take him out in public.
That's
because
true.
Then you get out in public, and he show out, then the mom's embarrassed. You know, then you got a problem. Now they don't want to put him on the team. You know, kids don't want to play with him. Parents don't want to deal with the parents. So they need to take care of at home, man. But
that's true.
He's a kid, man. He's gonna grow out of it. But, you know, he's got to have that competitive spirit because kids are ruthless these days.
Absolutely, bro. I appreciate it, Rico. Keep him with that killer instinct, pimpin'. B, you said we need that killer instinct.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we need the killer instinct, man. What would be without, you know, Martin Luther King's, Malcolm X's, Muhammad Ali's, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need an A personality type.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when I said Jordan or Kobe, like those people who were like, yo, I would shoot your eyes out with this basketball.
Yeah. Also, now I'm not going to, and I'm also a fan, and I do have a T-shirt that says, you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
that's in a pretty big book. That's in a good
man,
book.
Look, man, listen. I'm not endorsing, you know what I'm saying, two-step sliding on your kids behind. Now, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, when they're young, you know what I'm saying, you get a little spoon. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, it's a spoon. You scared of the spoon. You feel me? So
right.
By the time they grown, you feel me? You ain't got to know what I'm saying. Backslide them across the forehead. So that's what I mean.
I honestly understand what you're saying. Like, if at least the threat of it, they know that they don't want to get to that level. If daddy's
exactly.
holding that little wooden spoon off the wall that everybody got hit with back in the day, if you get it in your hand, they know, oh, Lord, let me check up. That's about to go left.
That's it.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, bro. I appreciate it.
Remember, you used to be scared about that 1, 2, how your parents started counting.
Yeah, it wasn't no counting. Right, it wasn't no counting in my house. But you can catch it on site. They didn't give you a countdown. Like, we're not going to let you prepare. Hell no. My mom was like, what the hell did you say? And I was like, now that's where y'all would get a count. I would get a, oh, dog. Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay, all right. I need
now
to check
you crying.
This. Oh, yeah, I got to check this out. Yeah.
We got a text out the 407. It says, my daughter used to cry whenever she lost any game we were playing. I used to laugh at her and make her even more mad. She hates when people laughs at her. But she learned that to not cry so people wouldn't laugh. It's kind of mean, but it worked for me.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get their attention any way you can. Reggie said, put them on the team. Reggie, they don't want to be embarrassed out there in them streets.
First and foremost, I, like the last caller just said, I think it's the parenting. You know, if you're going to let the kid do that and you're showing him that, you know, it's okay to behave like that and you're not telling him, you know, that winning is not everything, you can learn from that experience, the kid is going to be like that. Me, I'm from Mississippi. That being said, I'd have been whooped. Switches, go pick your own.
Go pick your own switch. That was just, that was terrorism right there.
And that right there, I would take all day because I knew that was going to get in me. But at the same time, it made me learn, like, situations of how to handle, like, aggressiveness. People coming onto you trying to make you react.
Yeah.
How to be a leader. The last caller hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. You need that instinct in you to be something great in this world. Michael Jordan, Kobe, even LeBron, any of these great athletes that's out there, they weren't great unless they had that instinct.
That's true.
Mama, daddy, better get him in line because he's going to get out there in this world. And once this society gets a hold to him, there's nothing you can do at that point in time.
That's true because, I mean, if you fix them at home, they got a shot. You let the streets teach them?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing left you can do for them.
Yeah. My thing is, where is he learning it from? Obviously, you know, dad is sitting there. If dad has a favorite team and he's seeing dad do this,
that's true,
it's okay.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
You know, we're only hearing mom's side of the story. What is dad sitting there doing?
There you go.
Is he allowing it? You know what I'm saying? So dad has to step up. Mom has to step up. And if you don't, man, you see all the stuff that's going on with our generation and our kids right now.
Government, very true.
The power that's of true. Spanking out of the hand. If she really wants to spank them, call the police. Oh. They will sit there and allow you to whoop your kid, and they will stop you if it gets to that point.
That's true, too. They will.
So
they were like, look at that. I'm about
on your side.
That's true.
So there's ways around it. Take that video game away. Take every sheet off the bed. Take the door off the hinge.
Take every sheet off the bed. You just getting mattress.
You in solitary
you
confinement.
You are just getting mattress. That's all you get.
If you don't, he won't be. I mean, you won't take it off of him. The people in the prison going to take it off of him. I'm just being honest.
No, I mean, that's true. That's keeping it real, bro. I do appreciate it. That's true.
So you could call the cops and be like, I'm about to whoop him.
Listen.
He about to get it.
Officers, it ain't an emergency. But in 5 minutes, it will be. I suggest y'all roll in hot.
What?
Come on over. Y'all leave the door open. I'm going to wait till y'all get here because I'm going to make sure I don't make the papers.
That's extreme.
Okay? Y'all are invited in.
Whole whooping
keep
service.
Keep your tasers to yourself. Keep your stuff holstered.
No way.
But come on over and witness this. Let me know if I'm right. I've seen some people call the officers, and they said the officer was like, no, you within your right. Well, you know what? We here because your mom is going to whoop your butt.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.